Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay firefighters were able to save a home from a fire over the weekend, but the garage sustained about $40,000 in damage. Fire crews responded to a house on Liberty Street Saturday to find the garage fully engulfed in flames. Firefighters say the fire was intense due to suspected flammable materials in the garage. Crews were able to stop the fire from spreading to the home. No one was hurt in the fire, but three people are out of a home right now. Fire officials say they're still working to determine the cause of the fire. Governor Tony Evers has extended the energy emergency in the state of Wisconsin because of persistent challenges caused by a pipeline disruption within the Midwestern Pipeline Distribution System, as well as high demand for residential heating fuel. This executive order will support the swift and efficient delivery of heating oil and propane throughout the state. According to the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin's Office of Energy Innovation, multiple suppliers are still experiencing challenges with having to drive further distances to collect needed products. This emergency declaration extends the waiver of certain state and federal hours of service and adds a waiver to state weight limit restrictions. This will allow suppliers to get caught up from the pipeline and weather-related delays. The waiver remains in effect through January 16th. Kids in your life may have received new toys with AI this holiday. And now, a child advocacy group is warning families to beware. Civic Media's Savannah Tome Olson reports.
A growing number of action figures, dolls, and stuffed animals are embedded with chatbots using artificial intelligence technology to communicate with kids like they're a trusted friend. Earlier this year, OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, announced a partnership with Mattel, one of the world's largest toy makers. Rachel Franz with the nonprofit Fair Play says AI toys are marketed with a promise of safety and learning, despite mounting evidence showing they could be harmful.
Right now, there is no research and no regulations that are in place to protect kids from the multitude of potential harms that can come from AI toys.
A recent report finds that some AI toys will talk with kids about topics that may not be appropriate. They could even offer advice on where to find matches or knives. Many of them have no parental controls. Child advocates warn that AI toys use the same technology that's created unsafe and even dangerous experiences for teens online, including urging them to harm themselves. Franz warns AI toys can prey on a kid's trust and record and analyze sensitive conversations even when the toy looks like it's off.
Most of the AI toys that we've looked at are collecting a lot of different types of data. And most of their privacy policies outline that they will sell them to third parties.
Franz says AI toys often urge kids not to stop playing with them and can crowd a child's imagination. Researchers say child-led play is vital for emotional regulation, social skills, and real learning. If you think your child's toy may be using AI technology, you can find some helpful information at fairplayforkids.org. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is Civic Media News.
With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers host the UWM Panthers tonight at the Kohl Center. Head coach Greg Gard asked, what's he looking for from his team in tonight's game?
Quite frankly, just we got to play harder. And that's something I didn't think we did. When I watched it in person and going through the film, it was obvious. Good teams will make you look foolish if you don't.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Hornets in Charlotte 123-113. Bobby Portis with 25 points, Giannis with 24. It's the first time since October the Bucks have won back-to-back games. The athletic director at UW-Platteville has been fired. Michael Knipe was hired a year and a half ago. No details. University officials say it's a personnel matter. NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons had surgery on his left knee to repair the torn ACL he suffered in Denver 2 weeks ago. The average recovery time is 9 to 12 months. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with some light snow today. Snow will kick in early afternoon, continue into the evening with around an inch, maybe a couple of inches in a few spots. Our high today in the upper teens. Tonight down to 12. Tomorrow, a little more light snow with a high near 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.